conference is thy kingdom come. I don't know. I pray you have different translations. I teach with different. This is a Bible teaching church, and it's a Bible-based conference. So while we look at scriptures, King James for now, Matthew 6 verse 10, thy kingdom come, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come, that will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom come is a phrase from the Lord's Prayer declaring an establishing of God's reign and his will over the earth. So I'm preaching on the Spirit and the kingdom. Declaring and establishing God's reign and his will over the earth. It speaks about God's government, the power and the culture to be manifested in the world in our day. It speaks about God's government. It speaks about God's power and God's culture. Mark those words, the government of God, the power of God, and the culture of God to be manifested in our world in our day. It's actually about replicating heaven on earth. To establish the perfect will of God over the earth. Now it's also good you know that thy kingdom come is a New Testament concept. If you're a good Bible student, when John the Baptist appeared, he began to preach. The Bible says he began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand, which means it was not available. Jesus started his ministry and began to preach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So it's a New Testament concept that actually the kingdom was not in view until a certain time. That's why after resurrection of Jesus, the Bible was emphatic to say he was teaching of the things pertaining to the kingdom. And then after teaching that, he instructed his apostles or disciples never to depart from Jerusalem until they are endued with power from on high. So there is a strong connection between the kingdom and the coming of the Holy Spirit, who is the agency of the kingdom. So the believer need to become an expression of the will of God and must exert the same over the world. We must become an expression of the will of God. The believer must become an expression of the will of God and must be ready to exert the same in our world. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, King James. Matthew 24, 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. This gospel of the kingdom. We should preach the gospel of the kingdom in all the world for a witness unto all nations. The world and nations are profound there. Not just the people. I'm taking you on a small journey. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, not just unto all people, and as a witness unto all nations. The world and the nations should be influenced by the gospel, not just the people. Now the world and the nations means the system. So the gospel is not only going to influence the people, Kalabaliata. The gospel, the kingdom come is about influencing the systems of the world. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world unto all nations as a witness. Not just people. But it's good also, you know, let me say this to every pastor under the sound of my voice. The gospel has a global mandate. It is an error to be called of God and to think local. The Bible said, go into all the world, not into your village. Therefore, in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, we'll read King James. I wish you have TPT translation, because some of these translations drive interpretations home. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 8. The Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceits, after the tradition of men. Because this gospel should form the culture. This gospel should form our mindset. This gospel should form our lifestyle. Beware lest any man spoil you through the philosophy of men. And vain deceit after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. If you don't have TPT, let me read it here. Just listen to me as I read TPT translation of Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. Beware that no one distract you or intimidate you in their attempt to lead you away from Christ's fullness by pretending to be full of wisdom when they are filled with endless argument of human logic. For they operate with humanistic and clouded judgment based on the mindset of this world system and not after the anointed truth of Christ. It's unfortunate that the church is beginning to copy the world instead of the world learning from the church. And this is the concept of that kingdom come. Church, Jesus is our mindset. Beware, lest anybody spoil you through the philosophy of man. And a lot have been spoiled. A lot are victims. A lot are swept away out of the humanistic approach that has overtaken the church and the gospel. If you read TPT translation of Colossians chapter 2, verse 16, you don't have it here, but listen to this verse. I'm giving you the scriptures for foundation for my discussion with you. For who has ever intimately known the mind of Christ? Well, enough, because he's counselor. Christ, as we possess Christ's perception. If you read that in King James, let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holiday. 1 Corinthians 2:16. I want to show you something there. For who had known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? The Bible says, but we have the mind of Christ. Now, remember the scripture I read earlier. Beware lest any man spoil you through the philosophy of men. If you read that in TPT, for who has ever intimately known the mind of the Lord, Yahweh, well enough to become his counselor? Christ has, and we possess Christ's perception. The day you got born again, New Living Translation of First Romans chapter 12, verse 2 say, let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. So thy kingdom come is about the government, is about the power and the culture of God. So there is a clash of culture between us and the world. But I pause to tell somebody, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, you will rule your world. I didn't hear your amen. Can I hear better? Amen. So the Bible says we possess the mind of Christ. We are custodians of the perception of Christ. We are custodians of the perception of Christ. So the Bible says, let this mind be in you. Until you possess the mind of Christ, you can't exert the kingdom of this world, the kingdom of God over this world. Until you possess the mind of Christ, until you possess the mind of Christ, you can't exert the kingdom of God over the government, over the politics, over the school, over the families. It's unfortunate that the church is running after the world, whereas the world should run after the church. Therefore, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 28. Now look at what Jesus said here. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Now we're taking up a journey here. If I cast out the devil by the Spirit of God, the kingdom is come unto you. So the devil and the kingdom cannot cohabitate. Can I have that scripture? But if I cast out the demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God is come. Pastor Sam, wherever the kingdom of God is reigning, the devil can reign. You can have the kingdom of God and Satan operating at the same time. If I cast out the devil by the Spirit of God. So anywhere the Spirit of God checks in, the devil checks out. If I cast out the devil by the Spirit of God, this is how the kingdom comes. The kingdom comes by the agency of the Spirit of God, who comes and takes residence in your life, takes residence in your family and business and career and culture, and the devil leaves. I therefore pause to speak to everyone under the sound of my voice. Under any satanic influence, every satanic influence over your life, over your marriage, over your career, over your health, they expire now. In the name of Jesus. I thought I would hear your amen. Amen. So the Spirit of God is the one that enforces the kingdom. The Spirit of God is the one that enforces the victory we exercise over the kingdom of darkness. If I cast out the devil by the Spirit of God, then is the kingdom come unto you. When the Spirit of God takes over, the power of darkness leaves. When the Spirit of God checks in, the kingdom of darkness bows. You can't have the kingdom of the devil and the kingdom of God at the same time. He has delivered us, the Bible says, from the power of darkness, and translated us into a kingdom. So there are established two kingdoms. The power of darkness is a reality, and the kingdom of his dear son is a reality. So salvation is a move from one kingdom to another kingdom. And you are an agency of the new kingdom to establish this kingdom wherever you find yourself. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Therefore, wherever you go, you convey this kingdom any day, anytime, anywhere. Can you stretch your hands towards this altar? Whatever is in your life that does not represent Jesus, my God, Radhi Vinayata, can you pray in the Holy Ghost just for a while wherever you are? Whatever is around your life, Razu Zivinayabra, Dasha, Eredo Zikata, Enya, in your life, in your family, Erus Igata, over your health, Radush Eleketea, Rada Jamaniata, Zukata Rotoya, Eli Bradaja, Zuneketea, Ejakwa Labana Taya, Eli Bradus Aliaba, Jakataya, Erikataya, whatever that have followed you over the years that does not represent the kingdom, I lift my hands on this altar and I declare, there is. Expire now. Can I hear your amen? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. So the kingdom of God is a realm and a mindset. The kingdom of God is a realm and a mindset. It's not a location. It's a realm we live in. And it's a mindset we possess. Thy kingdom come is a realm we live in. And it's a mindset we possess. The people of this kingdom live with a different mindset in a different realm. The people of this kingdom live with a different mindset in a different realm. The people of this kingdom live in a different mindset with a different realm. Remember what brought about this. The Bible says, as Jesus was praying one day, and when he sees, his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples. In this kingdom, you don't just pray. Prayer is not natural with man. Prayer is taught. John taught his disciples. The disciples of Jesus requested that he teach them to pray. And when Jesus began to say, when you pray, say, Our Father. Because prayer is a family platform. You don't pray until God becomes your father. Now, he didn't say, when you pray, say, my father. He said, our father. He didn't say, when you pray, say, my father. He said, when you pray, say, our father. Our father. Suggest that if you're not a member of this family, you're not permitted to pray. Yes. Our father. Now, our father once is a platform for prayer for family. Number two, our father suggests that what he did for A, he can do for B. He is a father to John and a father to Peter. So can somebody say, our father? No, say it well now, our father. Hallowed be thy name. He said, thy kingdom come is a prayer platform. If it is the kingdom that is to come after the rapture, when Jesus has taken over, in the new millennium, Jesus will not ask us to pray about it. If it's a kingdom that is going to come when this first world is destroyed, and when we begin to live with Jesus, no, you don't need to pray about it. It is in God's program. But this one comes by prayer. The believers must become the access. And you know, prayer is giving God permission to operate. Yes. Prayer is a platform for dominion. That's why when there is a challenge in your life, someone will ask you, have you prayed? I've been to this hospital, I've been to this, I've done this. Someone will ask, have you prayed? The Bible says, is any of you afflicted? Let him pray. Because the only solution for affliction is prayer. So, thy kingdom come is not a subjection. It is not just in God's program. It is the believers that will permit it to happen. It is an error to be in a family as a child of God and the devil is reigning. My God. It's an error. It's an error. If I cast out the devil by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. So how do you know that the kingdom is available? The devil can't operate. How do I know that the kingdom is in a family? The devil can't operate. How do I know the kingdom is operating in a realm? The devil can't operate. For they that sat in darkness have seen light. I prophesy to everyone whose amen will be loud. Whatever that is be clouding your light, limiting your oppressions, they expire now. I thought I would hear your amen. We are custodians of the kingdom. So the ultimate goal of the Christian faith is to have every believer full of God and exercise the kingdom everywhere you appear. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 19. The ultimate goal of redemption is for the believer to be filled with the fullness of God and then begin to exercise that wherever you appear and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge and then be filled with the fullness of God. Place your hand on your chest. Say, I'm full of God. Say it well. I am full of God. Once again, I am full of God. And John began to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now hear this. When Jesus came to be baptized by John, John said to him, I have a need for you to baptize me. So there is something you carry that I need. And Jesus made a statement. He says, of all men born of women, none is greater than John the Baptist. He said, but the least in the kingdom is greater than him. And the highest of the Old Testament requested of what Jesus had, which he never carried. And that which he requested and never had is what Jesus gave to us. And that is called the Holy Spirit. I have a need that you be baptized. I be baptized of you. He said, I baptize with water unto repentance. But there's he that is coming after me, whose latchet of shoes I'm not worthy to baptize. He shall baptize with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So Jesus came to him to baptize. He said, no, I have a need that you baptize me. I have a need that you baptize me. Jesus said, suffer it to be so now. So that which the greatest of the Old Testament never had, the least in the kingdom had, what is that? That is the agency of the kingdom. The greatest of the Old Testament has a need that was not met. Halabosha. Can you pray in the Holy Ghost wherever you're seated now? Just pray in the Holy Ghost for a while. I'm not hearing your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. COT, pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. I said, pray in the Holy Ghost. Eledosha neyanash. Enemrana janama. Enekita liadash. Raduzimini adash. Elikatuzi ala. Emeneyanasha. Ariatuzia. Enekata yadosha. Ezivini adash. Zavalagadosia. I can't hear your voice. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Enenenehianash. Inabaradaduzia. Erazua lava. Jamana gada gada bala gada bala gadia. Ejanamaniaha. Zunabaraduze. Ereduja laba rada bala gadaya. Eretzuziahaj. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit makes the lifestyle of the kingdom available. And then I'm going to teach on a few things we need to know about the personality of the Holy Spirit. We have taught of the Holy Spirit from a very elementary perspective. And so listen to me. I said all I said to bring you to the point that the greatest of the Old Testament person never had. He had a need that was never met. So let me show you the scripture. The Spirit of God has three major ministries. One is to creation. Two is to the unbeliever. Three is to the believer. Three major ministries. One is to the creation, the entire universe. Two is the unbeliever. He's the one that convinces them of sin. And three is to the believer. Job chapter 34, verse 14 and 15. New Living Translation. Job 34, 14 and 15. New Living Translation. Thank you, Jesus. Now look at this scripture. Don't miss this scripture. If God were to take back his spirit as a son and withdraw his breath, look at what happened. Verse 15. Everybody, look at verse 15. All life we cease. You see why the Spirit of God was the one moving upon the face of the earth. The creation is sustained by the Spirit. Every business we cease in Asaba. The shark in the ocean would die. Can I get back to verse 14? I want to emphasize on this. Verse 14, go back, media, work with me. If God were to take back his spirit and withdraw his breath. Verse 15 says, all flesh and humanity will turn again to dust. So, what is sustaining the creation is the Spirit of God. All flesh, I mean the fish in the sea, all flesh will cease, and entire humanity will return to the dust. Let's read the Amplified Classic of that two verses of the scripture. Amplified Classic. I'm trying to establish something now. Job 34, 14 and 15. Eleho subaliyada jiakwa. Amplified. If you don't have Amplified Classic, please. Media, can you help me? Jana ho subaliya. It says, if God should set his heart upon him, man, and withdraw his life-giving spirit and his breath from man to himself, all flesh would perish together, and man would turn again to dust. If you don't have Amplified Classic, let's go to Psalm 104, verse 29 and 30. The agency of the kingdom is the person of the Holy Spirit. And I'd like you to be ready. In the next few seconds, the personality of the Holy Spirit is walking in here. And some things are going to be transformed. I don't know if you feel him, but I'm already feeling him. He's here. Leguzivrea, Psalm 104, verse 29. It says, thou hidest thy face and they are troubled. Thou takest away their breath, they die and return to the dust, to their dust. Verse 30 says, can I have verse 30? Legosia vanetosh eva neketosia. Thou sendest forth thy spirit, they are created. And thou renewest the face of the earth. He is a secret of the renewal of the face of the earth. He is a sustenance of the creation. Now hear the, can you stretch your hand towards this altar in case there's anyone under any form of challenge, any kidney issue, Any liver issue, every blocked fallopian tube, every challenge around you. Ekibrodo zava kataya zine zina zuma gara baja kwale enigada jakataba. Can you pray in the spirit just for a while? Zina gado jakataya enenu zibri da jaraba legedede do zimarata jakwala gada gada gadaba. Embre no zimaniata ikarada. This is the one that makes, he is the one that makes a lifestyle of the kingdom available. Somebody come and karnu duba. Don't miss this moment. Shakwana katuriketeyada. Thou sendest forth thy spirit and they are created. Shakwala kata. Something is being created. A womb is being created. A bone is being created. Shakwala gada gada gada. A door is being created. Radus evini brada dosha dadia. Aradaba sariata. Church, can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Come on, a little bit louder. The agency of the kingdom is here. Now I speak to everything that is supposed to be in your life that is missing. Receive them now. I didn't hear your amen. Let's read those two verses of the scripture in New Living Translation. Psalm 104, verse 29 and 30. I just came to stay up something. Psalm 104, verse 29 and 30, New Living Translation. But if you turn away from them, they panic. When you take away their breath, they die and turn again to dust. Verse 30. When you give them your bread, life is created. Somebody say, life is created. Come on, help me. I didn't come to preach. Say, life is created. Life is created. When you give them your bread, life is created. And renew the face of the earth. Pastor Sam, thy kingdom come is not by might. There's an agency. Jesus, after teaching for 40 days of the 10% of the kingdom, he said, this is only possible if you stay and be endued with power from on high. You give them your spirit, life is created. Listen, after this week, you'll go home and see some things created. I don't like your amen. Hello, Sivalia. Hello, Suzuzialasha. Life is created. Can you say it to yourself two times? Life is created. In case you're sick, life is created. I don't know what I feel. Life is created. I didn't come to preach a message. Life is created. And then you renew the face of the earth. Lift your hands wherever you are. Life, 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 life. So you, can you say it 10 times? Life, 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 life. I can't hear your voice. Life, life, life. Wherever you are, life, life. There is a kidney. Rest, life, life. Wherever you are, life. Ministries are better. Life, life. Doors are opening. Life is created. Life is created. Favor is created. Promotion is created. Health is created. Longevity is created. Somebody shout, life is created. Now, to take you a little bit further, in Job 32 verse 8 is a scripture you know very well. If you read it in King James, you will not appreciate it. Let's read it in King James first, and then we'll read it in New Living Translation. Job 32 verse 8. But there's a spirit in man, the inspiration of the Almighty, giving him understanding. Can we see it in New Living Translation? Oh, Shalaba. There's a spirit in man. I'm seeing it. I want to show you something. The breath of the Almighty within them, sir, gives them intelligence. Sir, every creature came from the dust. Both trees and animals came from the dust. It is not brain that made you intelligent. Chicken has brain. Dog has brain. Intelligence of man is from the Spirit of God. Chicken has brain. I don't eat head of a chicken. My wife knows it. I don't eat chicken head. I don't eat fish head. I heard all those things. They have brain. Have that scripture back on the screen. There's a spirit within people. The breath of the Almighty within them makes them intelligent. Somebody say, I'm intelligent. You're not helping me. Say, I'm intelligent. Intelligent. You can't be born again and be a failure. I'm intelligent. I'm intelligent. Kingdom is a realm and a mindset. Place your hand on your head. I'm intelligent. Oh, I don't know. Something is being created. Zili Husiva Lash. You have depended on your brain for too long. The dog in your house has a brain. Now mind you, intelligence is not about passing your exam in school. He's a rim. Hey, he's here. The Holy Ghost is here. I just saw the portals of heaven open. All over this house, I feel God's presence so strong on my leg. He is the executor of the kingdom. He is the advocate of the kingdom. He says, when the Spirit comes, he shall make you of quick understanding. Isaiah 11, he shall make you of quick understanding. It's one of the dimensions of the Holy Spirit. Now, my God, yes, pray in the Holy Ghost. This atmosphere is charged. I didn't come to preach. I came to open up a well of the Spirit in this house. Raduzi vini brunata nazune gaba. Yes, all over. There are seven of you already under the influence of supernatural intelligence. Arakataya jaba barata tatu tikitia. There are seven of you under already the influence of supernatural intelligence. Raduz ikiria ejamahana no koto radada sharabaliata elekete ya 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 elekete ke teke 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 teke. There is a spirit in man. Ehele shanania enenenia nanania nanana no shadaralia. Hey! All over this building. All over. Now, can you pray a little bit louder? There is a realm of the oppressions of the Holy Ghost. Hey, thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come. There's a reign in the presence. Ihini no satanosh. Helelelele ho shalahayada. Thy kingdom come. There is electric of the presence of God in this house. Ilili atanosh. Eleketo lokatuna maniata. Ehelo shalena nuniata. Come on, somebody, lose yourself in God's presence. I'm not done with my message, but something is stirring up in this house. Ekedo sula brata yata. Enekoro katika tika la katuka la ebenekete kada 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 kuna kada emrono sharadi atalia emene nono ne anahani ata ekoro sulabrata ni anasha mama 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 ahano choro sharia emenekete kada 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 elebole kete brekete bushala balahia rahie. Now somebody shout, thy kingdom come. Seven times, thy kingdom come. Number two, number three, thy kingdom come. Number four, number 5, number 6, number 7. Pray in the Holy Ghost. I feel like praying. All over. All over. I'm intelligent. Supernatural intelligence. Eketeniniana. Radadado shalia. Ebelegedegedeboya. Mama mama mayana. Eretosalia. That was the secret of Daniel. That was the secret of Joseph. That was the secret of David. Doors are opening into realms of opportunity, realms of possibility. Thy kingdom come. Eheno shama radana mani anashata. Ehe, ehe, ara. The agency of the kingdom is here. The advocate of the kingdom is here. Finances, over my career, thy kingdom come. Jesus. I don't need to preach again. Of all men born of women, none have risen like John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom, the least in the kingdom, don't desire to be like Elijah.
Yes, sir. I should not desire to be like Elijah. Because I could be better than Elijah.
Not you could, you are. of all men born of women, none have risen like John the Baptist. So, in the entire Old Testament, John the Baptist is the greatest. But the least in the kingdom is greater than the greatest of the old. Why do you want to be like Elijah? And then John the Baptist said to Jesus, "There is something you have I need. He never had, which we have." The least in the kingdom is greater than the greatest of the old. A kingdom come. These are not the days of Elijah. Don't sing it. For the queen of Sheba will rise in judgment against the generation. For she traveled to see the wisdom of Solomon. Greater than Solomon is here. There is nothing in the old to desire. We are better to desire. Of all men born of women, none is as John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom. Somebody help him. The least in the kingdom is greater. You are better than Daniel. Thank you, Jesus. Can you sing a song of your choice? Just sing a song, your own song, wherever you are. I have 3 minutes to be done. Sing a song. Sing a song. This atmosphere is charged with God's presence. Just a song of your choice. Heleho Sibia Vano Sibelia Dosh. Eherosi Cabrodo. Elegedo Sibalia Dash. Emorobo Sibria Dash. Manosi ala bosh, eleke dosi
bera ki,
ebarato si kedebre dosi ala
bera ki.
Sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it.
A mountain and near.
Sing that song for me.
Only yes, you are. We reign.
Choir, can you help us sing the song?
Kingdom, there will be nowhere.
There are kings.
There are kings.
There are kingdoms.
There are kingdoms.
There are mountains.
Mountains. And there are thrones.
Only yes, you are.
Only yes, you are.
You reign forever.
To his kingdom.
For unto you they preach of the salvation that will come by the revelation of Jesus. For they know it's not about them. But Psalm, the old desire to be like you, the least in the kingdom is greater than the greatest of the old. The Bible says the things they preach, even angels desire to look into it. There's a coming generation that they are the ones, the agencies of the kingdom. For without us, they were not perfected. Without us. I prophesy to somebody whose amen will be loud. The unction for supernatural intelligence rests on you now. I didn't hear your amen. Can your amen be louder than your neighbor's? Hear this. I didn't come to excite you. I came to open up something. I couldn't even preach. Place your hand on your head. I speak to you. What your father did not achieve, what your mother didn't see, where your generations didn't go, I open them up for you now. Can I hear that amen loud? You know what the Bible says in Isaiah? For they shall build the old wastes. Pastor Sam, the desolation of many generations. God didn't raise me up to for the future. He raised me up to also recover what my father and grandfather didn't do. The dissolution of many generations. They shall build the old ways. Stretch your hands towards this altar. Whatever that has never happened in your family, 30 years back, 100 years back, centuries back, I pray for somebody whose amen will be loud. Begin it now. Start it now. Begin them now. Hear me as I prophesy. Every line no one has crossed in your lineage, every line no one has crossed in your village, I command you, cross there. Oh Jesus, cross there. My God, can I hear that amen 3 times? Number 3. Somebody help him. Stretch your hands towards his altar. Radu, Vene, Jaqua, Rode, Mana, Ira. Pray in the Holy Ghost with your hands stretched. Karaduna, Ememeya, Ananaya, Menozaraya, Menikataya, Shakwana Tuma, Priadano Toya. I come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And I speak to everyone whose amen will be loud. Walk into a new realm. I didn't hear your amen. I release a freshness of wisdom. New realm of opportunities. Are you praying the Holy Ghost? My time is up. Pray the Holy Ghost. I have something to tell you. No. I said, pray the Holy Ghost. Come on, louder than your neighbors. He has sent forth his spirit into our spirit, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. God bless you.